electric eel!
Coming in shocks!
Radio listeners report hearing a chilling message from a cat hater calling the Howard Stern Show.
Meet Harry Arton Berberian, who does comedy that shocks. He and associates spend hours on various call-in radio shows. He's a regular on Howard Stern. These characters make for hot ratings. People listen because what they're hearing is so outrageous.
Let's do it.
Now, Peter, let me tell people what your claim is. You claim that you poison people's pets in the neighborhood.
And I feel that by me destroying these pets, I'm eliminating something unnecessary. I don't think God put us on this planet to just, you know, look after these stupid pets.
All right, let's take some calls.
Hey, Peter, this is Roger from Columbus, Ohio. You call yourself a Christian?
Yes, I do.
That's ridiculous, dude. Somebody needs to take you and beat the living crap out of you.
Electric eel!
Who's this guy you got on the radio?
Frosty the
Finagler.
I have this suit. And it's kind of a Gore-Tex suit, and I have a friend, he puts snow on top of it, and it makes me look kind of like a snowman. And I get inside and I masturbate.
He is a serious pedophile, and he should get help or give me his phone number so I can get him arrested.
Would you mind if we arrested you?
Yeah.
I swear to God, if I ever found out that this guy was anywhere on my son, I don't care how long I was in jail, I would kick the crap out of him and kill him.
Would you like to meet Frosty?
Absolutely not. I have no interest in him whatsoever.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Howard?
I hope you won't mind that I say you had a relationship with your wife's trach hole.
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah, and what was wrong with your wife that she had to have a trach hole?
It's actually not a trach hole. It's called a stoma. It's like a permanent hole after an operation.
A stoma?
Yeah.
In her neck?
Let me ask you this, and probably this is the question on everyone's mind. What the F is wrong with you? Honest to God.
Well, let's see. There are people who do want to talk to you.
Okay.
Obviously, you're a fascinating guest. Hi, Rob. You're on the air.
Okay, Howard, this guy deserves an award. He has single-handedly brought this show to its lowest point ever.
Anthony, hi.
Good morning.
Okay. Your claim is that your daughter died at 14 years of age, is that right? And you decided you loved her so much you wanted to have her stuffed.
Well, stuffed is a very pejorative term. I prefer to say mounted.
What do you do, womb woman?
I protect children that have been sexually abused.
Okay. And, I mean, do you really believe you're a superhero?
Yes.
Do you have any superpowers?
Yes.
Okay, and what are they?
I can projectile my womb and encase children in safety or gelatinous substance to the people that are perpetrating.
What?
Electric eel!
Your wife puts on a strap-on, and then she makes you simulate oral sex on it. I got from your letter that you were sincere. It wasn't a shtick. And you said, is this weird? Number one, the first answer to that is yes.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
It's very weird. The second thing I want to say about it is you're weird to go along with it.
Electric eel! Coming in shocks!
Hey, man, Cal. You know, I'm a single mother. I have three boys. I don't have a lot of money. My husband skipped out a couple years ago. They don't mind what I'm feeding them. All I feed my boys are condiments. Ketchup, mustard, relish, sandwiches. And I'm getting some slack from some of the other mothers at their school. Usually I get them from McDonald's, Burger King, KFC.
David, hi.
Lady, you are stupid. I have a 5-year-old. I was poor when I was young, but my mother always took the time out to put me first, not give me some stupid-ass sandwich with ketchup.
You say you performed oral sex on a woman. Did the woman have cancer of the private parts?
You know, I don't know. I don't talk to her anymore. I just know that it smelled so bad that it took about 3 days to get the smell off my fingers and my face.
Yeah, it's called a woman. Just go ahead, Dr. Leyland.
Howard, this guy's talking out of that.
He has a feeling that he's perfectly healthy. All of a sudden, he gets a rare form of oral cancer after performing oral sex on a woman he says was less than clean.
These characters make for hot ratings. Hot rating. People listen because what they're hearing is so outrageous.
Electric eel! Coming in shocks!